This poem's called Hypatia and the Ruined Serapeum. Hypatia was one of the last pagan female philosophers prior to the sort of advent of Christianity in Alexandria. She did for a while after the ruins of the Serapeum managed to continue teaching under a nominally Christian setup, but eventually they came for her, and it's history, Gibbons and so on, tell us that she was murdered by a group of rampaging Christians who attacked her with, dragged her through the streets and skinned her alive with cockle shells as a witch, basically. So, and she had a great deal of knowledge of astronomy, of the ancient sort of philosophical traditions of Greece. So we're talking about 400 AD. And here is the poem, Hypatia and the Ruined Serapeum. It was inspired, by the way, by the film Agora. Broken statues, torn scrolls, shattered pottery, piles of ash and smoke gently rising in the early morning quiet. The mob have roasted knowledge, silenced the muses, stamped everything with God-infested words, mutters Theon. And where now, O Father? She whispers, to speak the remnants of our world. Hypatia, too bright in the city for the one God, Son of Christ, watches the skies lighten over Alexandria, unreal stillness. Her wanderers, Jupiter, Venus, and the others, smashed or shorn of power, this dawn, this new day for the writing. Is it here, in the clarity of her grief, that she begins to see them as if for the first time, not circles but curves, not Ptolemy but Aristarchus. Soon enough, the zealots will object to her and her knowledge, will attempt to erase this philosopher witch from history, from discourse, from the dreams of troubled men. They succeed for a time, they do not succeed, for the heavens are precise and stomach no faulty permutation. My curving planets, my celestial musicians, my elliptoid wanderers, future astronomers will discover, are welded, of course she knows it thus, each to each in the slow orbits of the possible.